Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. On January 11th, we have the first new moon of the new year. So happy new year and happy new moon. So before we get into the forecast for each individual life path for this this new moon, just be aware that this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we take a look at your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. This is also a great time, if you haven't done so yet, to get your year ahead forecast and your diamond for your current age. So if you haven't done that, you can do that on my website as well. Again, I look forward to working with you. All right, so let's take a look to see what this new moon of this new year has in store for us. Life path number two, this new moon is bringing forth the energy of the four as well as black swan energy. So this is interesting. There's something here that is asking you to take a deep dive into your emotions, into the depths of your sensitivity, right? There could be some things that you might be overly reactive around, or that have been major trigger points for you, or that create charged energy, right? Or charged emotions around something or someone. And this new moon could bring in a different way of working through or handling your emotions, helping you to step into a more like emotionally mature state of being, right? So, and this could be something where, you know, repressed emotions come to the surface around this time, past traumas, past situations that, again, maybe you haven't fully dealt with, maybe you thought you had, but they're coming to the surface to make sure that they're really worked through and released in a way that's healthy, right? That you could also find that this new moon, just you're hypersensitive around this time. And so you might find that you get sort of more irritated than normal, or that there's something that, you know, someone says something and you take it a little too personally, or whatever the case may be. But your sensitivity might be heightened around this time. And so try to be aware of that. And if something does come up for you, you are not meant to suppress it. You are meant to feel it, move through it, and channel that energy, that charged energy, into something productive rather than destructive. And so this four energy is going to help you to focus in on that, because sometimes with a four energy, it points out where it is that we've become too rigid, where it is that we are sort of bypassing our emotions to sort of not have to deal with them or feel them or move through them. But with black swan energy coming through, with the four energy coming through and this new moon and it being a new year as well, there's definitely something here that needs to be moved through emotionally. And one thing with twos is it is a very sensitive energy. And so until you sort of move through your journey and can figure out sort of what's yours, what's someone else's, what are you taking on that's not your responsibility, what can you release, there can sort of be a hyper-reactivity with this energy until, you get to know your emotions, what they're trying to tell you, how to feel them, move through them, process them, and then, again, channel them into something healthy. It can be where you allow things to sort of bubble, you know, like sort of push down with those emotions. And then eventually they're going to come to the surface. And a lot of times when they can come to the surface, it can be through like lashing out or this explosion of charged energy, right? And so I feel like this new moon, if this is something that's resonating for you, is likely going to bring into your awareness better ways to handle those emotions, right? How to feel them, work through them, and then transmute them into something, again, that helps you, that's helpful as opposed to harmful. This could be a really healing time. Now, again, it's a shorter cycle. It's only for a couple of weeks, but this four energy is asking you to get serious about something that has to do with your emotions. And so it could be like a relationship. It could be a conversation that needs to be had that you've been avoiding because you don't want to, you know, it's more like conflict avoidance as opposed to conflict resolution. And I feel like this energy is going to bring in the situations that can help you to find better ways for conflict resolution. And it might not even be your situation. It might be where you're called in as the mediator. That's very much two energy. You could be called in and holding space for others who need your mediation skills in a charged emotional situation, where you're able to be the observer and see the bigger picture and come to some kind of helpful middle ground where they can meet at, right? So it's very possible that it's not even your thing that you're working through, but it's somebody that you're helping to move through something that they're going through. So that's very, very possible. And you might, like I said, be asked to hold space around this time. And so if you are up for it and capable, then this is a great time to do that. And you could really sort of flex that healer type of energy that, you know, twos are so, you're just kind of naturally born with. So see what comes up for you around this new moon and either heal what comes in for you or be that healing agent for someone else. So beautiful energy, twos. I hope it's a beautiful new moon. Happy New Year. Bye for now.